Fuel had been thinking of the next move.
As soon as it's daylight tomorrow, we'll explore the wall below the window. Whatever it is that could be seen through the monocle back then should be lower down. Leave it to me. Let's see if I'm as good a wall whiffler as I am a tree whiffler. I'll need a long, thin cord and a heavy knife.
The squirrel maid winked at her bemused companions.
Don't ask me what I need them for. You'll see tomorrow.
Regaining consciousness was a slow and painful experience. Every time Tag moved his head, he was aware of the lump on the back of it, painful as a knife thrust. However, he could not reach a paw to touch it because he was bound securely. Some beast was moving nearby. Tag kept his eyes shut, listening as he tried to locate the position of the creature. The floor he was lying on shook frequently. Tag groaned and rolled onto his side, facing away from where he reckoned the other beast was. He heard it move, felt its breath on the side of his face, then sensed it going back to its former position. Slowly, Tag opened an eye, the one closest to the floor. It was night. He glimpsed the darkened foliage and realised that he was up in one of the alder trees, on a platform between two main branches, laid with boughs lashed securely together. It was open to the sky, having neither walls nor roof, only the foliage to shelter it.
Stinking, scum-splattered vermin, kill 'em all!
The creature was talking, not to him, but to itself.
Rotten slime, festering spawn, don't deserve to live, kill 'em!
Tag lay quite still, listening to the hoarse voice raving on.
Dirty, foul vermin, nothing on their minds but evil and death. Death, eh? I'll show 'em death. I know a bit about that, death.
The creature began crawling toward him. Tag lay quite still, the hairs on his nape prickling as it got nearer.
Death, the best thing that can happen to vermin. Death, the slower the better. Make him suffer like I did. Yes, yes, oh yes.
Tag decided to make his move swiftly. As soon as he felt the other one's breath close to his back, he lashed out hard with both footpaws. The creature gasped sharply as Tag's bound footpaws kicked the breath out of it. Rolling over, Tag pursued it across the narrow platform, still kicking out furiously, hoping to stun his captor. Whatever species the beast was, it was a tough creature, clawing and mauling him roughly. What was really odd was that it was talking and chuckling to itself as they tussled upon the platform.
That's a thing for you, bully. Good and slow.
Tag saw its bared teeth flashing close to his eyes.